Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The more I look at this game, I'm so convinced the Colts are going to win. I just think last week pretty much took the soul out of anything I thought the Texans were going to be. And I know I'm always the one preaching, don't react to one game.
Yeah.
But there was nothing. You could take nothing out of it. And if they show up and play like that, they're not going to win a game the rest of the season. Now, I know they're not. They're going to be better than that. And yeah, the Ravens can make you look bad, but they're not supposed to make you look incompetent.
The Rockets aren't going to get involved in a 90-87 game.
No.
The three games that the Rockets have lost, they've averaged 109 points. They've got better scores than your team has. And if you want to beat them, you've got to beat them where they're weak, which is defensively. I mean, I know in the past people have tried to make excuses. They're a bad defensive team. Right now, it doesn't matter because they're scoring so much.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, or half hour number three, as Aggie basketball takes over at 6:30. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, it's all available on podcastarena.com. Lots of good stuff. Go check it out. And no matter how you're listening, whether it's on the app or whether it's on radio, or you're certainly not watching on Twitch today, but no matter what it is, thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed it. A little bit more to go here as we prepare to head off to Las Vegas. And if you're texting the show or tweeting us, we're not seeing it because we recorded early today. So just full disclosure.
So a little bit earlier in the show, we were talking about the ESPN predictors odds to make the playoffs, and they had 10 teams listed.
Right.
The Vegas odds, they've got fewer teams.
Okay. And these are to make the playoffs, right? Not win the national championship?
To make the playoffs.
Okay.
There are 8 teams. There's no Penn State on the board, and there's no Minnesota on the board. So they've got the favorite to make the playoff is LSU,
okay,
minus 1250. And that probably makes sense because they're the one team we know can lose a game and still have a chance to be in.
Yeah, yeah.
To make the playoff, minus 1250, no, plus 800.
So basically, if you're betting no, you're betting that Aggie and Georgia beat them.
Yes. Ohio, well, or Arkansas. I mean,
really?
Arkansas is only a 44-point dog. Ohio State and Clemson are both minus 1,000 to make the playoff, plus 700 to not make the playoff.
Wouldn't bet against either one of those. If I were, it would be Ohio State because that's the only one that I think can lose. But I think they can lose a game and get in, too.
So the ones that they've got as the favorite to be the fourth team in would be Georgia, plus 175 to make the playoff, minus 210 on the no.
I'd like a little better number on them, but that seems fair.
Well, it's interesting you say that because the odds to win the SEC are up at this point. LSU minus 150, Georgia plus 130 to win the SEC. So honestly,
I'd rather have the plus 130 than the plus 170. Well, I guess it's the same thing.
I think it is the same thing.
Yeah.
So I think you got a little extra juice.
Unless you think they can lose to Aggie this week.
Or South Carolina. No, not South Carolina. Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. No, they're not losing.
They're not losing to Georgia Tech. So, to me, that's a pretty reasonable number for Georgia, plus 175. Isn't a bad number.
Yeah.
If you think they're going to
LSU. Yeah, if you put it in context with that, then I definitely, I like that number.
Next, Alabama, plus 280, yes, minus 340, no.
Now, as much as I told you that the committee will put them in, I'm not betting on it.
Okay.
No.
Well, their odds are almost exactly the same as Utah. Plus 290, yes. Minus 350, no. So just 10 cents off on between Alabama and Utah. And you would think Oregon would probably be really close to that because Oregon had better odds via the
right
ESPN predictor. Oregon actually plus 400, yes. Minus 500, no.
So I think there's your value.
And that's the exact same number you get on Oklahoma, plus 400, yes, minus 500, no. So those two teams, plus 400 to get in, minus 500 if you think not. So that's the 8 teams that they've got, that Vegas says still has a shot.
I think the best value there is Oregon. Because and all the stuff we talked about yesterday that
you know, Alabama with name recognition and TV and everything else. Oregon has that too. Not to the Alabama's extent.
Right.
But Utah doesn't. And I think if Oregon were to win, they would have a better case. So, interesting.
Yeah, the two teams of the eight that have never made a college football playoff appearance, Utah and LSU. Isn't it crazy to think that LSU hasn't made a playoff
well,
yet?
Well, but since they started the playoff, this has been during the dominant Alabama run.
Yeah.
And it's just been hard for and they've been good. They just haven't been that good.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So I hope they make it. I think, I know we have a lot of LSU fans, and I always kind of
I'm almost certain they are going to make it.
Yeah, I think they will. But
And I've already said I don't know that they'll beat Georgia. Because I think Georgia's going to provide some problems for them.
I don't know that they won't either. I mean, I've been saying, I think it's going to be a good game, and I think Georgia has a chance to beat them. But that doesn't mean LSU. If LSU gets out there and runs up the score the way they have everybody else, don't think Georgia has enough offense to keep up with them. Georgia's going to have to beat them with a great defense.
They've got
to
hold them.
And that'll be a terrific matchup. But I don't think it's a lock.
By the way, is something LSU hasn't really seen yet this year, is like a really locked-down defense.
Well, I think Florida was close.
Florida's probably the closest, and Florida gave them some problems.
They did, but I think, you know.
But Georgia's a way better defense than Florida.
Yeah, I think Georgia's one of the best, you know, maybe five defenses in the country.
Agreed.
And so I would say Florida's the closest, and Florida's playing really good defense at the time. But that was a game, and I think you're going to have the same kind of game.
It's funny that, I mean, when you look at these playoffs and the teams that are getting there, they have a chance to get there, and, it's about split down the middle. Team like LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, who you assume if they all get in, they'll get in on their offense.
Right.
And then the others, well, Ohio State's pretty balanced.
Yeah, it's hard to say with Ohio State because...
I guess Utah's pretty balanced too, although they're not as dominant on either side as Ohio State.
Yeah,
but Clemson and Georgia, those are defense first teams. You know, it does make it interesting to see. Like, I think there's going to be some good matchups come playoff time.
I hope so. I think it would be, to me, the one I'd like to see the most is probably Ohio State, Georgia, and then Clemson, LSU. I'd like to see those four, because I think there's enough.
I love Clemson LSU.
There's enough differences between those teams that it would be pretty cool. But hey, can I hijack what you know? Listen, I appreciate you wanting to save the world and everything, and take.
Or you're trying to take my spot now.
Well, I think I should, because for one thing, I'm older.
Yeah.
And my kids are old enough; they don't care. Yours are still young. Even in 2022, they're still going to be young.
Okay.
So. I'll let you have the statue because it was your idea. Mm-hmm. Just in the movie, just make sure that, whoever, that you get a really cool actress to play my wife. Much cooler than my wife, actually. It's like that Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black.
I was thinking we could get Kristen Stewart to play her.
No, not her. No. But I would say either Tatiana Maslany, and she's Canadian, or bald Natalie Portman. One of those two.
Okay.
So I want to be able to at least fantasize from the next world.
Gotcha.
And then for me, you just get, somebody like Kevin Dunn. He's the dad from Transformers.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff. He's kind of not really, he's not really anything interesting, so he'd be perfect for me. I mean, he's funny. He does some funny roles.
Yeah.
And that's about it. That's all he's got going for him. So I think that'd be perfect for me.
There is Jeffrey Jones.
No, not that one.
I mean...
That's the only thing I'm asking is you don't do Jeffrey Jones.
You've got to admit, he's a dead ringer.
And no, he's not a dead ringer.
He's passed all of his problems, his legal issues, and he's back to doing movies because he did the Deadwood movie.
And, I think I'd prefer you go a different direction. I'm willing to sacrifice myself for the planet. I'm not asking for a statue. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for anything other than not that guy. That's it. I even gave you a really good alternative. A really unattractive, boring actor who would be perfect.
Yeah, but if Doug Marrone is available, we'll use
him. Okay, well, yeah, but I don't know what Doug Marrone's acting skills are.
I mean, who cares? No one's going to watch the movie anyway.
No, it's about the guy who saved the planet.
Yeah.
You watch the Avengers, they saved the planet.
You know who we'll use? The guy that's in that Atlanta bombing movie that's coming out. Oh, the Richard Jewell movie.
Yeah, Richard, you'll be the guy who played Richard Jewell is going to be you.
No, I don't think that quite works.
Why not?
Because I don't sound like that, for one thing.
I think he can he's an actor, Fred.
No, he can't. He's been typecast now. I'm actually glad they're doing a movie about that. That was that poor guy had his life ruined, and all he did was, you know, help save people. And I remember that as a media study because, you know, the FBI leaks that he's a suspect, and then the media runs with it, and it's like, oh, the guy was a hero, is now a suspect, and it ruined his damn life. So I'm kind of curious how they'll do with that movie. It's also you'll see they're doing the Mr. Rogers movie. Tom Hanks is Mr. Rogers. That looks interesting too.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that.
All right, are you curious about saving money on your insurance?
Yeah.
And what if I said, and you're probably like, oh, well, I could probably save a few bucks, but I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with the hassle. What if I said there's no hassle, that you could get a reliable home quote in 15 seconds using nothing but your address and your cell phone, I guess. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back with that, and they'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And you can save real money. I saved over $1,000, and that's a year. The average customer this year is saving over $870 this year. I've seen some saving well over $2,000, which means not everybody's going to save. But, okay, what if you're one of those people that do? Why wouldn't you check it out? It's 15 friggin' seconds, guys. You don't need to wait till your renewal. They take care of all the back end and the hassle. They get rid of the other guys and get your money back from them. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving money today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go before Aggie and Troy basketball. Pre-game at 6:30, game at 7. Hopefully you shall enjoy it. And we're going to be off to Vegas.
Yeah, there's a video OJ posted today. Hello, Twitter world. The craziest part of the video, I mean, obviously the craziest part is it's OJ and he's talking about Mason Rudolph and things like, I mean, it's just weird to hear OJ talking about normal things, which is part of my fascination with it. Even weirder though, OJ's waiting to get a haircut. OJ is standing outside a Sport Clips to get his hair cut. Like, do you think he's getting the MVP? Like the hot towel? I mean, OJ Simpson is getting like an $8 haircut is what it boils down to, which, I mean, I guess that I don't get haircuts, but.
Well, I mean, it's not like he has a lot of hair to cut either.
Yeah. Imagine being the girl that has to cut his hair.
Don't put those clippers down.
Hell no.
And when if they wash his hair, you have to go behind into a separate like little closet area where there's like six other washing stations, but it's not in public sight.
No.
OJ. You'd be waiting and begging for the girl next to you to finish up.
Sport Clips. Oh my God.
Delati should reach out to him for his place.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
OJ, fly to Houston. Come to my,
Supercuts?
Supercuts, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently Trey Wingo is hoping to get off of the Golic and Wingo show by the time next football season starts.
Okay, why?
Doesn't say, because it's one of those, you know, sources say probably his agent.
Do you think Mike Golic's like a pain in the ass to work with?
I don't know. It's
because I still to this day think Mike Greenberg made a huge mistake.
I agree.
Because he is so irrelevant now.
Yeah.
I mean, he is off the map. And Mike and Mike was a, you know, and Tepper told us this at times where, you know, you and I were driving each other up the wall. Tepper would say, it's hard to make a hit show. You guys, if you're having little problems, figure it out. Fight through it because it's hard to make a show work. and you don't want to let some little BS get in the way of it working. And Mike and Mike was about as big of a hit show as you could get in sports radio.
Yeah.
And, I don't have the insight as to who wanted out. I assume that Greenberg wanted to do more. And now no one cares about Mike Greenberg. No one watches that stupid show he's on. I mean, he is a ghost.
Well, I notice they keep trotting new people on it to try to salvage it. But it's
good
just,
luck.
Yeah. I haven't listened to enough of Golic and Wingo to really comment on it. I mean, I hear the little spots that they pull and put on our show, but I haven't really listened to the show. But I think they're both pretty good. When I'm up at five, I'm not listening to radio. It's
right.
Just a thing. So, but Mike and Mike was a different animal, and you know, and I'm sure that when you get that big, then it's like a band. I mean, everybody thinks they're the star,
yeah.
And that's why bands break up.
But then you run out of money. The freaking Black Crows, those brothers that hated each other, they're getting back together. Guess why? Oh, they need some money.
Yeah, I heard
Oasis eventually. Actually, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I heard those guys on. I was listening to them on Sirius the other day, and they were doing kind of a takeover on one of the channels I listened to, and it's like basically two brothers who couldn't get along, and that's why the Black Crows disappeared for 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, they were an awesome band.
They were damn good, and they're going to be here, but they're going to be at that damn Cynthia Woods, so I'm not going. It's like, golly. But it's funny. I don't know if you've seen the commercials for the Black Crows at Cynthia Woods.
I haven't.
The only pictures they show are from 30 years ago. They're not showing.
I'm sure those guys look rough.
I don't have a single photo from, here's how they look now. And that's like with bands from that era or from any era that I grew up with. I don't want to see how they look now before I go to the show because it's just going to ruin things. Because they probably have all stopped doing coke. So instead of weighing 118 pounds, they're probably up to 250. And they've all lost their hair. It's just, I don't want to see it. I'll listen to them. They'll still sound great, I'm sure. But yeah, you don't, when you have that kind of a thing that works, you don't mess with it. I mean, there's no reason to.
And look at Mike Greenberg. And Trey Wingo, I got news for you. I mean, I guess Trey Wingo had at least something going beforehand, but
yeah.
What's he going to do, go back to hosting Sports Center? I don't know.
They speculate he might go to the NFL Network.
Okay, well.
Which.
All right.
Yeah, I think the reality is, especially when you have a lot of success, and I don't think that's necessarily the case with Wingo and Golic. I think maybe it's just that he wants to do different stuff. Some guys don't like this format too.
Yeah.
And you know, he's been a TV guy first and foremost, so maybe that's part of it. Maybe Golic is difficult to work with. But with Mike and Mike, it got so big, then each guy kind of thinks they're the reason it's successful.
Yeah.
And instead of just, you know what? Maybe it's successful because of both of us. Let's just roll with it.
Yeah.
You know, you go off and say, all right, I'm going to be a star, whatever else I do. Well, that doesn't always work. And I'm never going to fault anybody for wanting to try different things and for wanting to expand. But when it doesn't work out, you know, and I'm sure at some point they'll try to put those two back together. And I think by then you might have.
Maybe they realized what they had, what they lost.
Yeah. Because really, I think in general, you know, ESPN's lineup, without those two guys, and since Colin left, I think.
Well, I heard that ESPN Radio is trying to get back Dan Patrick.
I think that would be good.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because look at Dan. Dan Patrick, whatever you think of him, his star is not what it was 15 years ago.
No.
I mean, when I got into sports radio, I worked at an ESPN radio station, and before the local shows started, it was Dan Patrick and Colin Cowherd. I mean, those two shows were like those were the big shows. They were, I mean, we had local cover up, Mike and Mike, and it was like, or even that may have been even before Mike and Mike, I don't know. But we had a local morning show, then it was Dan Patrick and Colin Cowherd.
And the thing is, none of those guys who left ESPN are ever as big.
Nope.
And that includes Colin. I mean, Colin's show. I mean, he's still relevant.
He's still an influencer, certainly.
Yeah, but he's not what
not
he was.
Not to the level he was. No.
And even Skip Bayless, I mean, he still has an impact, and his name still pops up all the time.
But he's not what he was at ESPN. And now he wasn't one of the main radio guys. But
no.
That stretch there where they had Mike and Mike, Colin, and for a while it was Tirico, which was, you know, again, that's a guy who's too good to be doing a radio show, in my opinion. He does everything so well. But then you had SVP in there. I mean, you had some really fantastic people doing it. And, you know, it all started with Mike and Mike. Mike and Mike used to be huge in this city, too. I mean, they used to do ridiculous numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now I don't know what they would do now. So, all right. Well, I always find it interesting when some of these radio pairings don't get along. Sometimes just go drink beer. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So
get over it.
Yeah.
Drink something else.
Yeah, you could drink some Whitmire's.
Hey, about that?
You know what? We all drink Whitmire's. And sometimes when things aren't going well, we sit down, we crack a bottle, and everything's fine. And I can't promise you that Whitmire's is going to make your life perfect or keep your band together, but it's going to help. And if you haven't tried the new rye bourbon blend, it's fantastic. It's all over the liquor stores, all over the city. Go and check it out. That's their new showcase product, but they still got other great stuff, Space City Vodka, all of it. And how about this? You can go by the distillery, and there's still a few bottles left of the ones that we picked. We did a barrel pick with a rye and a bourbon, and you can buy both of them. Just go to the distillery. Not only that, if you're having a Christmas party, take your company, book a party, and do a barrel pick. They're going to bring out several different choices for you, and then you're going to pick one. That's going to be your bottle for your group. You can all do it together. You can also go tour the distillery. You can get them at liquor stores all over the city. Go visit them today, 16711 Hollister in Houston, or visit them at Whitmire's.com. Whitmire's, Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery.